Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd like to hear from you on today's Basic Gospel program. If you have a Bible question or if there are issues you're dealing with, give us a call. We're here to talk it through with you right now. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And if you're hearing the live program, you can speak directly with us right now. And if you're hearing the Basic Gospel program overnight, just call that same number, 844-322-2742, and leave a voicemail with your question or the issue you're dealing with, and we'll be glad to discuss it on the Basic Gospel program. So, whenever you're hearing the program, call now, because this is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Andrew, glad to have you with us, as always.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Yeah, And this week we've been discussing how God makes a factual event that occurred 2,000 years ago, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, relevant to us, how he connects the dots from that historical event to our everyday lives. So we're asking the question, what does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to you? How does it impact your life here and now? And Peter gives us a good bit of information about that in his first letter. And here's what he says in chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So that's a pretty powerful way to make the resurrection relevant to us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, the resurrection is the reason we're born again. It's the reason we're born of the Spirit. It's resurrection life imparted to us in the person of Jesus. So we just finished celebrating the most important day in human history, the cross and then the resurrection. I mean, that three-day event, you got to say a big wow to that and a big thank you to our God, because without the resurrection, we are not taken from Adam, placed in Christ, raised to newness of life, and then seated with God and have this incredible opportunity now, partnered with him. He's in us and we're in him. And this is the way the whole Christian life is lived. I mean, every other world religion out there, they're saying, look at the teachings of this historical teacher Buddha or this historical teacher Muhammad, and let's imitate their actions and their thoughts and their deeds, and let's be like them and follow their teachings. Well, what sets us apart is that we have the teacher within. He's alive today, living in us. And guys, you know, being inspired from within is what sets Christianity apart from everything else, and the resurrection makes it possible.
Absolutely. I love what Peter says here, that we're born again into a living hope. Every human being on planet Earth needs hope to move us along. Without hope, we just wither and die. And now we have a living hope, something that's never going to go away, something that is always going to be there. His name is Jesus. He is our hope of glory. He is our hope for here and now, and he's living in us. So we can face every single situation with an attitude of hope and anchored by hope and just established in this hope that we have through Jesus Christ. And I think that's very important. I know, Andrew, you and I have talked about this as far as when somebody comes to us for counseling. You know, you assess their situation, you hear a little bit of the detail of what's going on in your life, and then the first thing that you want to do is to instill a measure of hope into that situation, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And here what Peter is saying to us is that that light is always on. We have that living hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes, absolutely. It is, as 1 Corinthians 15 says, of first importance. It's of utmost importance to us as believers. And again, I mean, we've got nothing but imitation. We've got just a following, a historical figure. But if Christ is instead raised from the dead and living in us, then apparently this part about how we received Christ into our heart, we received Jesus maybe at 5 years old or 50 years old, We got to realize that's reality, and that, you know, one day we'll see him face to face, but we don't have to wait. We're experiencing him, his resurrection life, right here and right now. And he's our comforter, our counselor, our guide into all truth. We get to experience all of Jesus right here today, and that's because of his resurrection.
Yes, indeed.
It is indeed. And the voice you're hearing is Andrew Farley along with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us, everybody. We have plenty of open lines. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. That number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. You know, the afterglow of Resurrection Week is a great time to say thank you for what Jesus has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And you can say thanks by making a generous gift to help us keep his message going forward, both online and on the air. And, Bob, you know, it's one thing to come out and say that there was the resurrection, but where's the proof? How can people who have hope in minds and hearts get the proof that they'll need to actually resolve any doubt that they might have?
Well, the evidence is irrefutable. Historians have looked at the evidence of the cross. They've examined it from every angle, and they all concur that Jesus lived. He was a real human being at a place and time, that he died on a Roman cross. The tomb that he was placed in is now empty, and he was raised from the dead based on the eyewitnesses that saw him and their testimony concerning Jesus. And then we look at the proof of Christianity itself, the rise of Christianity during that time under great persecution, and how it has spread to every corner of the world. And then we have the evidence of a personal transformation, the fact the resurrection has made a difference in us. It has transformed us. It has given us new birth into the family of God. It has made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. So we have evidence from all different angles. And sure, when you look at it and put it all together, it's just irrefutable. You cannot deny the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. So this particular resource will help you examine that evidence and will give you the confidence to know that you have been truly born again, that you have the power of the resurrection living in you, Christ himself living in you. Because he lives, you live. And you will also, this resource will equip you to engage in conversations with others who might have questions about the validity of the resurrection. So we want to put this in your hands as our way of saying thank you for your gift to basicgospel.net. I think it'll be a big blessing in your life. So give this month, give generously. We certainly need to hear from you. We need help this month. So if you can give, please do so.
Absolutely. It's our way of saying thank you for your partnership by sending you a copy of Proof of the Resurrection. We hope to get one into your hands as well. Well, again, 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a call that came in, very important call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
My question is, I have been struggling for many, many years to come to Christ, and my question is, I am still struggling with that, and I want to know, does God ever give up? Will God ever give up on me? Thank you for answering this question. Bye.
Boy, that's an interesting question, isn't it, Andrew? And it makes me think, I know God never gives up on her. You have to wonder, what are the stumbling blocks? What are the barriers keeping her from just saying, yes, I receive, yes, I believe?
Yeah, it sounds like, and just from the way that she's talking, that she's bought the idea that salvation is progressive. And I think we want to do away with that, because the people in the Bible who received God's Spirit, they received him immediately, in a moment. There's the born again experience where we are born of God's Spirit, and that happens. Look, we may not remember the exact moment. It might have felt like the summer of 1979 or the winter of 1985 that you came to know the gospel and believed, and then you received the Spirit of God, yet you have no recollection of that exact moment. But that doesn't stop the fact or deny the reality then that there is a given moment when the Spirit of God takes up residence in us. We see this in Acts chapter 2 in Pentecost. And so I believe that we really need to understand what salvation is, that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, and that he stands at the door and knocks, and whoever opens the door, he will come in. So there is a calling or a opening of the door of your heart, and that happens at a time in your life that you can say, well, I know for a fact that I put my confidence in Christ, in his death, burial, and resurrection to be saved. And I know today, driving a stake in the ground, I know that I'm born again, that I'm born of God, that Christ lives in me. That's not something you have to wonder about being progressive. Am I 40% of the way there? Have I journeyed far enough yet? Is God receiving me? This is not something that's progressive or in process, guys. And I think, you know, when we decide that what Jesus Christ did is enough, he said it's finished, that he hung on that cross for your sins to take them away once for all. He rose from the dead to give you eternal life. He says, once he lives in you, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Even when you're faithless, I remain faithful. So that means that there is a bridge that we cross. There is a turning point in our lives where it's out with the old and in with the new. We are crucified, buried, and raised. And so I would just encourage her to look at salvation as recognizing your need for Jesus, opening your life to him, and then looking at his promise. His promise is, I will come in and I will never leave you. And guys, once we realize that, we start seeing it in black and white terms, and that's really important. We've got to draw a line in the sand. We've got to drive a stake in the ground and say, it is finished. Thank you, Jesus, for being my salvation.
Absolutely. And I love that passage today. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, because today is the day of salvation. And I hope if this caller is listening, that she will drive that stake, that she will say, today is the day. I fully believe that Jesus took away my sins. I fully believe that Jesus was raised from the dead so that I could have everlasting life, and just write this date down in her Bible or somewhere. Like you said earlier, drive that stake. Let today be the day of your salvation. And I know there's a lot of other people out there struggling with the same question. They are thinking, why can't I believe? Why can't I just fully receive Jesus Christ? And today, our encouragement is for you today to open up that heart and say, Lord Jesus, I receive you. Yeah. I thank you for what you've done through your death, burial, and resurrection. I know that you're alive. I know that you have overcome sin and death. I know you're the way, the truth, and the life. So today, I'm receiving you. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. And so that's our encouragement to listeners out there who may be struggling. And if you are struggling, we also have a resource that we want to put in your hands. It's a CD message that I did called Drive the Stake. And this has been one of our most requested products through the years. And we want to put this in your hands. We'll just send it to you. And if you will write to me an email, bob@basicgospel.net, that's bob@basicgospel.net, we will get that resource, Drive the Stake, into your hands to help you see what salvation really is and to give you the assurance. If you've received the Lord and you're not sure, this will give you the assurance of your salvation. If you're still sitting on the fence, this will help you jump off the fence and put your full weight of trust in the Lord Jesus.
That's just a great offer. Drive the Stake by Bob Christopher, and all you need to do is send him an email and request it, bob@basicgospel.net.
Hey, Andrew, do you have a CD that we could include in that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll put something together for you and make a good selection and send it your way.
That sounds perfect. Thank you.
You guys are great. Glad you could do that.
Yeah, you know, one more thought I had, guys, is the expectation of what salvation is. I think so many human beings, it's our tendency to think, well, all right, these guys are talking about salvation in Christ, so if I pray this prayer, if I call upon the Lord, I ought to really feel something. I mean, and it ought to be dynamic, and it ought to be life-changing, and it ought to be an emotional thing. And, you know, we've heard testimonies from people in church on Sunday morning. They get up and they say things like, the Lord spoke to me, or the Lord showed me, or I felt this, or I experienced this, or, you know, the Spirit of God, you could cut that with a knife in the room. You know, we've heard it all. We've heard these things. And yet 2 Corinthians 5 says we walk, or we live by faith, not by sight. And I just want to encourage everyone out there, look, the evidence is what you believe. If you believe that Jesus is the Lord, that he has the authority and power to save, and if you've called upon him to save you, then there you have it. God promised to do his part, and it's not a feeling. It is a knowing. We can be convinced of the truth even when our emotions are numb, when we feel nothing, or even when we're having a really bad day or a bad week, we're struggling with doubt and fear and depression. It's not a feeling. Salvation is knowing the truth about Jesus. So what we believe is the evidence of our salvation. We are believers, and the assurance we have is the promise of God, not a feeling.
Yes, indeed. Well, Alden is watching us on YouTube. He has this question. It's kind of a follow-up. So he teaches a Bible study, and he has someone in there that grew up Catholic but came to Christ, but is having a hard time, you know, keeping one foot in one place and one foot in the other. And he's wanting to know what is the proper way to talk with this person, how to share with him what he knows about the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, Bob, I think that's a great question. How many of us know people that are perhaps not content where they're worshiping, they're hearing a mixed message, they're unsure about those who are in authority and what they're presenting as content, and so we wrestle, and we've got friends in the current church, and do, you know, what are we going to do about our friendships and relationships? And I think ultimately, in a case like this, the answer is always Jesus Christ. And what I mean by that is focus on Jesus. He's the bridge. So we can say five things about their current church, or we can say five things about what Jesus accomplished. And I think that as the light bulb goes on, and as this individual in the Bible study begins to realize more and more and more of the finished work of Jesus Christ, it is going to become plain and obvious that there needs to be a moving on from any teaching out there that is not focused on the grace and love of God. I mean, if you're learning, I mean, just imagine, you're learning that you're totally forgiven of all your sins, past, present, and future, and then you sit down in church 5 minutes later and you hear that you need to ask for forgiveness to be forgiven. You're learning that you're under the grace and love of God. 5 minutes later, you're sitting down in church and somebody tells you, well, you know, God's in love with a future version of you. If you would just get your act together, do more, be more, love more, then God wouldn't be so upset at you. So we start seeing the contrast and the conflict, guys, and then I think it just becomes blatantly obvious when a move is needed. So my advice is keep the focus on Jesus, on the cross, on the resurrection, and the discernment will come.
Absolutely. And one last addition to that, you know, our job is not to get a person out of one church into another. God has already done the work to get a person out of Adam into Christ, out of death into life, and put his Spirit in that person. So just let the Spirit work. Let the Spirit do his job. And I think that will make you relax. We don't have to set up some goals and strategies on how to meet those goals to move this person away from that to this. Like you said, just talk about Jesus and leave the results to that in God's hand through His Spirit.
Well, guys, this call also came in overnight.
How you doing? This is Stanley. And you being called Basic Gospel, obviously I know it's many different kinds of gospel. But Jesus says, preach this gospel of the kingdom. And I hear the gospel of Jesus. I hear the gospel of Paul. I hear so many different gospels, but nobody specifies the gospel of the kingdom like he says to do. I want to know what you think about that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, he's right that Jesus talks about the gospel of the kingdom. He talks about the kingdom of God in a number of places, Luke 10 and Mark 1 and other places, this kingdom of God being near. And then, you know, the kingdom of God is here because the kingdom of God is Jesus. And what we have to recognize is that what the New Testament is really talking about is when Christ takes up residence and begins to rule in our hearts by faith, then you've got all kinds of ways that we can talk about this message. It is the gospel. It's the gospel of grace. It's the new covenant. It's this beautiful message about a kingdom that we participate in by faith in Christ. So we don't want to get hung up on one single phrase or expression, but instead we want to embrace all of them, all of the ways that Jesus and Paul and others describe what it means to step out of Adam and be placed in Christ. And so there is a repentance, a turning away from unbelief and a turning toward belief. We get bought back. We're bought with a price. We're put in Jesus permanently. We become a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I mean, we're part of a kingdom, and we have a king, King Jesus. So, you know, there's many ways that you can describe this beautiful phenomenon of being in Jesus Christ, and we can embrace every bit of it from every angle, guys.
Yeah, we sure can. And just to be clear on this point, the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of grace, aren't two different messages.
Right.
It is one single message. Paul was very clear on that. In the book of Acts, there's only one gospel. If somebody brings something else to you, it's no gospel at all. And the person who brings that, he says, let them forever be accursed. Those are strong words. So we enter into the kingdom of God through the grace of God. And Paul is very clear on that as well. We were transferred out of darkness and we were placed into the kingdom of the Son whom God loves. So we are in the kingdom. The King lives in us. Talk about good news. That is good news.
That's really good news. I know you agree, Andrew.
Yes.
The voice that you've heard today on Basic Gospel, friends, are Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've been with us. I want to remind you that if you have a question or a particular issue that you're struggling with and would like to get an answer for it and hear us discuss it here on Basic Gospel, well, we encourage you to call overnight. That same number, 844-322-2742, it's always available. And again, that's 844-322-2742, straight in to Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody. Please remember that we have a great resource that we'd like to send to you as our way of saying thanks for your gift to keep the message of the resurrection going forward. And your gift is a great way to say thanks to Jesus for what he has done through his death, burial, and resurrection. It's called Proof of the Resurrection, and we'll send you a copy, as I said, to say thank you for your celebration of the resurrection gift to support Basic Gospel. Be sure to request your copy when you click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with thanks as always to our great friend Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.